Well, this boo's coming from a bit of a tangent. Regular listeners will probably be aware that I have a particular boo street that I tend to use, which is Newark Street going up towards Snenton behind St Stephen's Church. Today, I'm wandering from Broadway Media Centre on Broad Street down Stony Street to Lace Market House. And well, it's been a week or a few days of proposal writing. I'm quite excited by it, actually. integrating social media with virtual world environments, and just as soon as I have to write all this stuff down, which is always quite difficult for me to write, but I do tend to find that it kind of clarifies my thinking and then ends up being a great foundation for taking a project forward. And the thing I love about this is that it's me being able to be creative and potentially having a team around me paid properly to be able to support a project. Obviously, might not get the project, but the thing that's exciting me most about it is just having had a look at social media integration with Second Life is sort of the predominant platform in terms of freedom for creation. And there's been lots of advancements with HTML active HTML pages as opposed to just a static page being able to display it in world. Twitter feeds, RSS feeds, all sorts of applications and objects have been created to allow you to start to integrate both worlds. So some really exciting stuff I want to look at there. And then the other two platforms that I'm looking at is Res Live, which is a 3D environment dedicated to music. So essentially it's a virtual nightclub, and I was invited there by someone who I've met through Second Life, and they run the Drome space as part of Newcastle University, and they have a series of DJs that stream into there every week. That's been quite interesting. And then the other platform that I want to look at is Assemble Live. And Assemble Live is a platform that enables you to hold 3D meetings and presentations just in a browser. Just in a browser support environment. So I just have to cross the road because I've got someone speaking very, very loud behind me. Yeah, so it's a browser-enabled virtual space, so you don't need to install any software. And it has live chat, presentations, voice calling, video conferencing, but all within this sort of three-dimensional space. So what I'm wanting to look at within my creative practice now, and this is where you guys come in, so if you know anybody who wants to work on such a project, or anyone asks about any sort of converging projects, I'm really looking to explore social media and virtual environments in terms of, I suppose it's a metaphysical concept of propinquity, and that's going to be one of the research areas that I'll want to look at and talk to people about. And essentially propinquity is the sense of kinship within an environment or with people, which 3D spaces give you that proximity and notion of body language with each other, and is essentially what makes a three-dimensional environment feel comfortable or not, and whether you can engage with it or not, as well as a certain amount of suspension of disbelief, which I guess is kind of more of a theatre term. But those are two things I'm very interested to talk to people about if I get this project. Right, I'm now at Lace Market House at the front door, and I will attempt to do some blogging and writing and contact and connect with you again soon. Thank you very much for listening.